Gahan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. We're very, very pleased and proud to have Ambassador Bruce Hayman in the studio with us.
Yes.
He was the ambassador from the United States to Canada. I love Canada. Mm-hmm. I know Bruce loves Canada.
Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Everybody
Canadians
loves Canada.
Canadians are so lovable, right?
Canada is the greatest neighbor, ally, partner, supporter. Mm-hmm. It's the largest non-fenced border in the world, at least now. I mean, I could see where they're going to be. Once we're done with Mexico, we're going to try to fence off Canada. They should be fencing from us right now is what should be happening.
They were a great trade partner.
Yes. And the president says he wants to throw tariffs on steel. And it turns out that Canada, not China, not Russia, not Germany, Canada is the number one exporter of their steel product to the United States of America. Now, what in the hell is going on here? What are you hearing from up in Ottawa and the rest of the country about this?
I think they were stunned. But the reality is, if you go back and you look at what happened last week, I think they weren't the only ones stunned. I think the president just was winging it. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a diplomatic term. I think he literally just sat there, and I think he stunned his staff. He stunned the whole of U.S. government. He didn't consult Congress. And he obviously didn't discuss this with his allies. And all of a sudden he sits down and goes, yep, we're having a tariff.
Well, there were some conversations with Gary Cohen, because it is being said now that Gary was trying to talk him out of it.
Right.
His chief economic advisor.
Right.
Was trying to talk him out of it, and then couldn't. And Gary Cohen resigns. Right after the president said, people love working here. He's enduring some criticism here because, and I know you formerly in your former life before you were an ambassador, you worked at Goldman Sachs and you are familiar with Gary Cohen. And Gary Cohen had endured some criticism for being very public about his disdain for the president's treatment of the situation in Charlottesville, Virginia, and with the Nazis and all of that. And Gary took that very personally, but stayed. And then it took this to leave. So there, he's enduring some criticism in the press. I happen to think it's unfair because you need adults in this room. If everybody who got offended or everybody who was afraid to be there left, we'd be in a really serious problem here with a president who clearly is winging it and not always with the best of intentions.
Well, Gary Cohn's a pro-business guy, too, in a protectionist kind of world there in the Trump world. And so there was probably good and healthy to have that pushback. So him leaving, I think, is partially what rattles Wall Street and gets some of our allies stirred up and concerned.
So there's news today that possibly Canada and Mexico will be carved out. This, of course, is pending Jared Kushner's success down in Mexico as he's negotiating NAFTA without a security clearance down there.
Is he there now?
Yes, he is. With Peña Nieto, and there's a whole, I want to talk to you about that too, because you're obviously very familiar with the situation, the triad here of these three countries. But do you think that Canada will be pulled out of this, and should they be?
Well, first of all, they definitely should be. I mean, you described it early on, and I think most Americans know this. It's our best friend. It's more than just a neighbor. They're family. You know, we do more trading with Canada than anyone else in the world on a balanced basis. And we've been talking about trade deficits. While China is our number one trading, I say partner is a stretch in terms, because we have a huge deficit with them. But with Canada right now, we run a surplus in goods and services. The U.S. has a surplus. So you can't be mad at Canada on that.
You can't be mad at Canada for anything. Every single war the United States has been involved in, save a battle in the War of 1812, every single war, including the Revolutionary War, Canada has helped here, right?
Canada's been in the trenches with us in Afghanistan. Canada, by the way, I got to know Ambassador Taylor before he passed away. He was the ambassador of Canada who took out those American diplomats in Iran that made the movie Argo. Mm-hmm. I was up in Gander with the people in Gander where all the flights were diverted on 9/11, which is now a Broadway show. The relationship we have is something made in Hollywood or Broadway or novels. It is that good. And when the president decides to start poking at Canada, you have to ask yourself, who is he not poking at? I mean, literally, what friends are we going to have around the world? And the risk, people sit down and say, well, what can Canada do in a trade war? Well, first of all, you don't want to go to war.
No.
Right. The word war is a bad term to begin with. But, you know, Canada's been there at every turn. And so, you know, why jeopardize that friendship and relationship? I think there's...
Do you have to do Canada and Mexico together in a situation like this, do you think?
So I'm a believer in NAFTA, and I'll tell you why. I think the early days of NAFTA, we did lose factories, and I think that that was a early mistake that we didn't protect a number of factories very early on. They did go to low labor markets.
Mm-hmm.
But what's happening now is the majority of factories, and the president tweeted out about losing factories. We're losing factories because of automation. Computers, robotics, technology. And that's not why, you know, factories aren't closing because they're going off all around the world the way they did in those early days. NAFTA needs to be updated. It needs to be modernized.
Yeah,
but I think the power of North America is beyond just trade. It's the global influence that we'll have around the world. And I think that there's this collection of countries in Europe, in Asia, and now we have North America. By breaking this up, I think it reduces our influence more broadly, even outside of North America.
You heard the president say, let's move forward with the NAFTA negotiations. Prime Minister Trudeau said, yes, we're moving forward. And he was asked about the tariffs, and he seemed to slough it off and say, hey, well, let's wait to see exactly what the president really does. Doesn't seem worried about it. It feels as if it is moving in that direction now, despite what we heard last week.
I think it was measured. And I think the Canadians are very measured relative to other parts of the world. We saw the European Union come out and immediately say, we're going to tax your Harleys. We're going to tax your bourbon. We're going to do all this. The Canadians were very careful in their language and style, trying to de-escalate this as best possible. But make no mistake about it, a tariff put on Canada would hurt Canadian jobs and would hurt the U.S. Do you know a carburetor, when you make a carburetor, crosses the U.S.-Canada border like 8 or 9 times? Try to figure out which is the Canadian part, which is the U.S. part.
Right.
It's we make things together. And the automobile industry is the largest where we make things cross-border.
Let's talk about Gary Cohen here.
And
we don't know who the new economic advisor is going to be to the president. There's a lot of different names being bandied about. Kudlow seems to be the one that everybody's talking about, I think, in media because he's a media guy, Larry Kudlow. But how big of a loss is it to the United States that Gary Cohen, a steady hand, is leaving this unsteady White House?
It's a big loss, but the biggest time you will notice, and I hope we don't face it, is when you get into a financial crisis, which we have experienced. Thank God we haven't had it since the 2008-2009 financial crisis that we had. But it was during that time that there had to be incredible intervention to stabilize the economy. And Gary was at that table. And he was in that room. And so given the knowledge that he had based on previous experiences and his not being available now to go in there and do that, that if we faced a financial crisis, who is it in the U.S. government today that you're going to call and send in there to start negotiating with, you know, Diamond and Blankfein and all the others to try
guys,
and the Fed and bring it together? Remember, we have a brand new Fed chair who is not yet tested and seasoned. And so I'm not predicting any bad things coming up. In fact, I hope we don't see one ever. But if we do, you want adults in the room who can actually get things done and stabilize things. That's what Gary provided.
People don't remember what that was like. That's September of 2008. You had an election looming. You had the world coming to an end, and the governor of the Fed in New York had this meeting with all these guys sitting around deciding whether or not they were going to bail out. They were asking the government to bail out. You know, as you mentioned, all these guys, all the stakeholders, the guys from Goldman Sachs and AIG and everybody else, and they were like, "What are you going to do?" And the Chrysler and Ford and Chevy were in this. Like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? You got to, are we going to save us? Are we going to let us go? And they had to figure out a way to do it, and they did it. And there were a lot of people that I think today are now around the White House who would have said, "No, let it go." And then you have a not only just a global crisis,
you have a depression.
But you have a depression in America.
Right.
And that's the sort of thing that scares me, especially as they're loosening up some of these other rules. All right. Well, it's never enough time. But thank you very much, Ambassador. Thank you for being here.
Thanks,
always
Ambassador.
Always good to be here. And always love Canada. And yes, that's keep a very that important.
Oh, Canada.
Right. Except for hockey. We love Canada. Exactly. I mean, we love the players.
Like their players
they're on
come
our
here.
Teams.
Yeah, those ones are good.
Right. We don't like their teams. All right. No. Here we go. Judy, tell us what's coming up at the top of the hour news.